So would you tell them kind of what the thought is for your science fair project, and then we'll show them kind of what we started doing.
Okay, well, I was thinking of, like, well, my mom and I were driving in the car, and it was definitely an interesting place to think it up, but
yeah.
We came up with two questions, and one was that what causes water to expand, and the other one was are there any household liquids other than water that would expand when frozen? And then later my science teacher changed it, but... Okay, so...
That's good. Okay. Science teachers have to change a little bit because they've got to get in there and get it fixed. I think the interesting thing is that your hypothesis was, is there any other liquid? Because we know, mm-hmm. we go back to science class, that everything contracts when it gets cold. Molecules get closer together. Water is this amazing property, has this amazing property. Let us show you what the setup was for this whole thing. So take a look at that. Mark, I'm going to put the styrofoam cup there. And why are we using styrofoam?
Because it is a good... a good insulator of
heat.
It
is a good insulator, absolutely. So there's our liquid nitrogen, 320 degrees below zero. And so we took these graduated cylinders, and the reason you use the graduated cylinders, tell them a little bit about the measurements on the side.
Well, they have milliliter markings on the side, so it's easier to say, okay, this liquid went up, this liquid contracted,
exactly.
and so forth.
So we have water in this one here. So here's water at the 14 milliliter mark, and that's going to go down inside right there.
Good. Wowzer.
And then this, tell them what this liquid is.
This is windshield wiper fluid, but we're calling it methyl alcohol.
That's right. So it has a pretty good content, quantity of methyl alcohol.
All right.
And that's going to sit inside there. So we're just going to let it sit there and kind of do its thing, see how it's a little bubbling all over the place. All right. So let's show them what happened here. On all of these, the water started to expand, right?
Uh-huh.
And what happened a minute into it? Should we show everybody what this looks like? This is our graduated cylinder.
That was water. It expanded not only upward like we were hoping it would, but it expanded outward.
That's right. And so it broke immediately. So even though it was open, not a closed container, it shattered this way. So what else shattered? What were some of the things in your
The
notes?
Ammonia that we tested.
Ammonia also.
3% hydrogen peroxide. Isopropyl alcohol. You would think of isopropyl, when everybody thinks alcohol, they think it's not going to freeze and so forth.
Yep.
But tell them what the thought was behind that.
Well, it was 70% isopropyl alcohol, 30% water. And then, it broke when it froze.
It did break. Should we show them this one here? Can you hold? Let me put this in some water here so we can kind of see what's going on. Will you hold that up for everybody up there and kind of show them? We are at the 10 milliliter mark, and what can you see there with your experiment?
Well, I need to turn it around.
Oh, you need to turn it around.
Okay, and it is at the about 10, say, 10 and at 14.
14, about 14?
14 milliliters.
Right. So you can see that expansion that's there.
Right.
So these things, we did see a little contraction. So ethanol, we saw some contraction, and motor oil and those kinds of things. So if somebody has a lawn and they decide that they're not going to blow out the sprinkler system, even though that one of the heads is open, what did you learn?
Well, it can expand and crack anyways.
Exactly. Mark, would you show them what we have here?
This would be an example of the explosive power of water. Take a look at that water pipe. There's the crack in it.
So all we did
was we submerged it. That sucker. It did.
We submerged it and sealed both ends and dropped it into some liquid nitrogen. In about 2.5 minutes, it kind of went off like a small little bomb, which is not unusual for the Sheridan or Englewood municipalities to hear at the Spangler
today
place.
Today on Arapahoe Road, right.
But isn't it an amazing
piece? Amazing.
And we can take a look here. Let's see if there's
anything.
Take a look at that.
Frozen.
And we can see that we're down just a little bit on our ethanol, and we're up a little bit on our water.